The truth of the matter is that I was originally not planning to speak this evening. The Rav yesterday had intended to speak this morning, but as we were driving here this morning, so he decided he would speak tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, instead, also between 10 and 10:30 as he did yesterday. By the way, Mirz Hashem Nether, I hope tomorrow at 9 o'clock to review the Shmuas in English that he gave yesterday. So any of you, I normally give the Vad for a Prakshir at that time. But tomorrow, anyone else who wants to enter can do so at 9 o'clock, Bezrat Hashem. I hope to go over the Shir that he gave yesterday. So I therefore, since originally he was planning to speak today, I did not really plan to speak this evening. And it was just in the afternoon that I decided to speak. I have not prepared a regular Shmuas tonight, but I wanted to share with you certain thoughts that run through my mind regarding the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and hope Be'ezer Hashem that will be mechazek one another with a few words of Hisorus. I got several letters in the last couple weeks, the last 10 days, from former Talmidim. But there's one letter that I received that touched me very, very deeply, very deeply. And part of the letter was Mamish a Musar Shmuas for me. And I want to share a few excerpts with you. I have a particularly close relationship with the Talmud. And in the middle of the letter, he reviews his summer and the Engelsman. Beginning of the Engelsman, he wrote this letter, Parshas Nitzavim Vayenach. And one point he says as follows. I'm very scared about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's here so fast, and I'm not ready for it. I'm really scared about it. I try to think of all things I have done, and I get scared more. He doesn't feel his davening is helping him that much. It's kind of depressing. Then he wants me to keep him in mind in my tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then he says again, I really need a good year. I have done a virus. Just scared. I'm serious, Rebbe. I think that our problem is that we're not scared. I think that's our problem. And I want to tell him what a chizuk I got from his letter. He was writing to me to be mispamel for him, but the truth is I got a gevalta chizuk from the letter, because I begin to wonder if I'm as scared as he is. The Rabbeinu Yonah mentions in Shari Tshuva that when a person stops to appreciate exactly what these days mean to us, Hango Yechored Cherdo Gedola, then a person, mamish, should start to tzitter and to tremble. I'll come back to this Rabbeinu Yonah shortly. I want to share with you first the Rambam. There's three places in Hilchos Tshuva where the Rambam speaks about the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Three separate halachas he mentions. The first of them is in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam quotes the halacha from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Omid Beis, where the Chazal say as follows: Omer Reb Yochanan Shlosha Sforim Niftachim Berosh Hashanah. Echot shall reshoyim gemurin, echot shall tzadikin gemurin, ve'echot shall beinanim. Tzadikin gemurin, nichtovim ve'nechtomim li'alter l'chayim. Reshoyim gemurin, nichtovim ve'nechtomim li'alter l'misa. Beinanim tuyim ve'omdim mirosh Hashono ad Yom Kippurim. Zochu nichtovim l'chayim, lo zochu nichtovim l'misa. Just heard the Eibishter's a lupitin. I just heard in the past couple of days of two terrible tragedies of young people. That occurred just between Rosh Hashanah, one on Rosh Hashanah and one yesterday. The Gemara says that any of such tragedies, chas v'shalom, that occur before Yom Kippur were decreed last year Yom Kippur. Now the Rambam brings down this Gemara Lahalacha, and he says about the three Kitos, Misha Nimtzo Tzadik, Kol Echod V'Echod, I mentioned this part of the Rambam the other day, Kol Echod V'Echod Miboyi Oilom, Im Zuchu Yosov, B'Yom Tov Sh'Rosh Hashanah. Kach b'chol shono v'shono shoklim avonos kol echod v'echod miboye oilom im zuchu yoso b'yom tov sh'rosh shono. Mi shenimtso tzadik nechtom l'chayim, mi shenimtso rosho nechtom l'miso, habeinani tolin oso ad yom kippurim, im oso tshuvo nechtom l'chayim, im lav nechtom l'miso. The Bitzel Petterberger asks a well-known kasha on the Rambam, a kasha that we should review once a day at least, if not three times a day in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Certainly every morning after davening, we should remind ourselves of his kasha and of his teretz. Why does the Rambam quote the halacha from the Gemara but paraphrases the Gemara? The lashon of the Chazal in Rosh Hashanah is that the Beinanim are Tuyim V'Omdim Mirosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim, Im Zocho Nichtovim L'Chayim, Im Lo Zochu Nichtovim L'Miso. And the Rambam uses the Lashon, Im Oso Tshuva Nechtom L'Chayim, V'Im Lo Nechtom L'Miso. The Rambam doesn't use the Lashon, Im Zocho V'Im Lo Zocho. The Rambam says, Im Oso Tshuva V'Im Lo. The Bitzel Petterberger says as follows: the Rambam previously mentions, In the Halacha Aleph of Perek Gimel, the Rambam says that the shikul is not according to the minyan of a person's chuyos and avonos, but according to their quality. It's a qualitative balance that's made, not a quantitative balance. So Bitzel Petterberger says as follows, that the Rambam, when he mentions im osa tshuva, the im lo, the Rambam means to imply to us that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, if a person doesn't do tshuva in these days, the aveira is so great that no matter what mitzvahs we do, we'll not be able to overtip the scales chalilo l'tzatzkus. That's what he says. The Gemara gives us the general klal: if a person will come away from the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and he zoicha, he'll be nechtam l'chayim. Cholila not, the opposite. Rachman litzlan. The Rambam wants to emphasize to us, because of what he said before in the same parak, that the key to a person being zoicher or not is whether or not he's going to do tshuva in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Because if he won't cholila do tshuva in this period of the year, then he says that such an aveira, because the opportunity, the grace, the goodness, and the chesed of the Eibershter is so extraordinary in these 10 days, if a person doesn't take advantage of it, then the aveira is so great that no matter how many mitzvahs he does, he won't be able to tip over the scales. The Rambam mentions in a second place in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Afu pisha tshuva v'tzaka yofon li'oilom, the asara yomim bein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurin yofa b'yoyser, u'miskabelesi miyad shenemar dirshu Hashem b'himotzo. So the Navi tells us that the Eibershter is especially close to us in these days, more than any other time of the year. And that tefillah in tshuva, the asara yomim, are yofa b'yoyser u'miskabeles miyad. They're immediately accepted. It's interesting, what's the makor of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? The Ran in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah is a very interesting Ran. And the Mishnah, Barba Prokim Olam Nidon, Rosh Hashanah, Koboi Oilam, Ovi Mufonok, Ivnei Moron. So the Ran says, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that the world was created in Tishrei. Goes the Medrash that I mentioned the other day, that Adam HaRishon was judged on Rosh Hashanah, that's the day when he was created. So therefore Rosh Hashanah becomes a Yom HaDin. And Yom Kippur, Am Yisrael, were forgiven finally for the chet of the Egel HaZov. And Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos Shniyot, so it's a Yom Slicha U'Mechila. So Mamele, you have 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the question we have is according to Rabbi Yoshua. According to Rabbi Yoshua, who says that Olam Nivra Ben Nissen. So therefore that Yom Kippur is a Yom of Mechil of Eslicho, we still know from the Chet of the Egel. But where do we know that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin? And how do we know that we have Asara Yomim Ben Yom Ben Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim? What's the marker for that? So I was once thinking of Shtelling Tzu, a ton of the Be'al Yahu. The Chazal say that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that we're zoicha to 10 days of tshuva before Yom Kippur, in the schus of the Asara Nisyonos of Avram Avinu. So Me'la, I wanted to say that we work backwards, that Yom Kippur is a Yom Slifo Mechino from the Chet of the Egel, and since we're zoicha to these 10 days to prepare ourselves for the Yemei Adin, Memeila, the first of the 10 days, becomes Rosh Hashanah and 10 days in between. But I noticed recently that the Marsha gives another answer according to Rabbi Yeshua, which I think is more Korov Liemes. And the Marsha says like this, the Gemara mentions in Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph, that on Rosh Hashanah, there's five events that happened on Rosh Hashanah that indicate that Rosh Hashanah was always a Yom HaDin, irregardless of whether Adam and Chava were created and judged on that day, V'yotza B'dimus, or not. The Chazal tell us, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkedo Sora, Rachel V'Chana. They all conceived on Rosh Hashanah. Next, the Gemara says, B'Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef Mibes HaSurim. And on Rosh Hashanah, finally, the Chazal say, Botma avodo me'avoseinu b'mitzrayim. So we see the Marsha said that Rosh Hashanah was always characterized as a Yom HaDin. So that we have the reason he doesn't give. But we see that in Chazal, that Rosh Hashanah was a day when the Eibershter judged Klal Yisrael. Memeila, we're therefore given these extra 10 days, have a special skula to them, that tefillah and tzaaka are miskabeles miyad. In the schus, we can say of the Asara Nisyonos Gam King. But mainly you have the 10 days, as long as you know that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a Yom HaDin, and Yom Kippur is a Yom Slifo Mechino, mainly you have the 10 days in between. The third reference that the Rambam makes to the Aseres Yemei Atshuva is at the end of the halacha that the Rav mentioned yesterday. I don't remember if he mentioned this part of the Rambam. I don't believe he did. He mentioned the first part of the Rambam, the remez of Tkiya Shofer. Then he teached up the Lefikoch. Remember, he said that once the shofar wakes somebody up, to a person who is awake, you can explain to him his achrayas, and you explain to a person how the maising that he does, that any one maisa, that any one person does, can be machriya an entire world. Leshus or chas v'sholom, the opposite. And then the Rambam goes on and says as follows: Mipnei inyon ze, Nogu kol beis Yisrael, Naharbos bitzdoko ubamaisim toivim, V'lasok b'mitzvahs, Me rosh hashono ad yom kippurim, Yoyser mikol hashono. V'nogu lokulom lokum b'laylo b'yasora yomi meilu, Nispalo b'bote knesios b'divrei tachnunim v'kivushim, Ad shi'or hayom, the Amir of Slichus. But the Rambam says, Mipnei inyon zeh, the Lechem Mishnah learns what pshat mipnei inyon zeh. So he says, Klomar, mipnei shebeshoifer, mas hearing, berosh hashonah, nechapes masov, lokach be'elu asora yomim tzorach nasos mitzvahs v'maisim toivi. The shoifer has the purpose to awaken us on Rosh Hashanah, that we should look over our deeds. So therefore, der mipnei zeh, the Lechem Mishnah teaches up, because of this, we have to, during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have to show that we were awakened and that we're staying awake. The kunz is not to wake up. The kunz is not to turn over on the other side and go back to sleep, to get out of bed and stay awake. That's the problem. The Rav spoke about those who don't hear the call of the shofar chalil and they don't wake up. That's the terrible problem. But on the other hand, what happens with so many of us who wake up and we go back to sleep again? We have to stay awake. So the Lechem Mishnah says that's the Mipnei Zeh. Mipnei Inyan Zeh, Nogu Kol Beis Yisrael, Maharpos Betztokel B'maisim Toivim, V'lasot B'mitzvot B'Rosh Hashanah. I've spent a little bit time with the Rav since he came here. Not as much as I would have liked to, but I just can't leave the yeshiva. I'm always torn when he's here between being in the yeshiva and being with him. But as you know, I did go to pick him up at the airport. And before he even ate, I don't think we ate till around 8 o'clock or something like that. Maybe it was after 8, not before 8. But from the airport, he went to his daughter's home. And then he's supposed to come to my house to eat. And before we even got there, immediately he made a stop to take care of several tzedakin yonim. And when he's not in the yeshiva, he is running constantly from one almona to the other, from one yosem to another, with Maisei Tzedok and Gemilas Chasodim. It's unbelievable. And as I read these words, I think of the remarkable example that he sets, mamish till he's ready to collapse. I mean, we didn't finish after the Tonus. The first time was 11 o'clock at night. We were in Sanhedrin Merchevet, and the young person who was taking him around to a few families said, listen, there's still another mishpacha here in the neighborhood, so maybe we'll go in. The first time I ever heard the Rav said that he was too tired to go. He was exhausted. Because when he came off the plane, he was drained. He spoke several times in Rosh Hashanah and in Shabbos Tshuva and so on. So he's very extremely drawn and extremely exhausted. But it's mamish with every ounce of strength that he has. Is he involved? Is he involved in Maisei Tzedok? As he says here, that the Minho Kol Beis Yisrael Maharbos Bitztoko Ubamaisim Toivim V'lasok B'mitzvahs Mirosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim Yoyser Mikol Hashanah. And our job is to stay in the yeshiva and not to run around and do mitzvahs outside the yeshiva. But as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, there's enormous chasodin that we can do right in the yeshiva when it comes to involving ourselves with chaverim and helping chaverim and their ruchnias to help them prepare for their Yom HaDin. The Rav mentions many times, he said that there's no schus like chesed when it comes to the Yom HaDin. He said a person davens and the davening is so hard to have kavana. A person learns Torah, and who knows how emistic the Torah is, that he's machadesh and that he learns, and there's all kind of pniyas, and we're so vite from learning Torah lishma. But a person does a chesed to somebody, he says so many times, he said, and that's something with which a person can go to the Yom HaDin. And I heard him say several times, there was one evening when three times he was taken out to be killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, three times in one 24-hour period. And one time when a soldier was taking him out in the fields to shoot him, so he says, even though a person is not to be told a beshusa, but he says he was a young bocher, I think he says he was 19 at the time. So he was mispalo to the Eberster that the Eberster should ratava him, that the Eberster should mamis save him in the shus of a chesed that he did, not in the shus of his Torah. Now once in Chicago, I came into his study, and he told me that he was just looking over a whole chibur that he wrote on Masichtas Zvachim. He says he was 17 years old when he wrote it, and he had gotten a haskoma from Rav Chaim Oyzer Gazinsky on that sefer. So he says he was looking it over now because he was wondering maybe he would publish it. But he says as he looks it over now that he's older, obviously, he feels that the Torah there is not emistika Torah. He says, maybe you'll ask then, how come Rav Chaim Oyzer gave me a haskoma? So he says, Mestam, because I was a young bocher, so he wanted to be mechazek me, to be mo'odeb me, so therefore he gave me a haskoma, but he felt that it was not kedai to print. He once said a very good vitz. He says, it says in the pasuk, Oz Yerananu kol atzei yoar. Mashiach will come, all the trees are going to sing with joy. What are the trees going to be happy about when Mashiach will come? He says, because then there'll be emes in the Welt. So Mamela, there'll be so few sforim that'll be printed. Understand someone? So that the need for newsprint is going to drop drastically. So therefore he said, when a person faces death and he has such a sincere moment in his life, so a person doesn't fool himself with his Torah and he doesn't fool himself with his davening. So he said there's one maisa chesed he had. He asked the Eberster to save his life in the schus of that chesed. He said, even though you're not supposed to do that, but he said he did it. What was the maisa chesed? When he was a bocher, so he had a room with some family. And there was a blind man happened to come into the shtetl there and needed a place to sleep. So he gave the blind man his bed and he slept on the floor. It was a period of several weeks, I don't remember exactly how long, until one time somebody, you know, from the neighborhood happened to tell this blind person, listen, how long are you going to stay with the bocher? You know that he's sleeping on the floor. The man obviously did not know there's only one bed in the room. He assumed he's also sleeping in a bed. So for weeks he was sleeping on the floor and gave his bed over to this Oraman. So he said that at that moment he was mispalo to the Eberster that he should save his life in the schus of that chesed that he did with that yid. And as soon as the tefillah like left his mind, I don't remember exactly already the protein, whenever he tells over the story, I listen to it like it's the first time, but with that, I must confess, I don't remember exactly. But I think with that the soldier turned to him and he said, listen, I'm also a human being. And somehow a feeling of compassion was evoked within him. And he says, I'm going to shoot my gun in the air three times and you run away. And that's exactly what happened. And he was garatav. It mamish when he finished the tefillah. when he finished the tefillin. They say we have gewaltic opportunities of chassodim in the yeshiva, in the dormitories, at the dining room table. There's tremendous chassodim that we are not in a position to do at the moment what he's doing. But we have to take advantage of chesed within the yeshiva. And there's no greater chesed in the world than a ruchni yistika chesed that we can do for somebody. And for that, we all of us have opportunities day and night to do that. Aside from the obvious chizuk that we have to make in our learning and in our tefillah, I mentioned I would come back to this Rabbeinu Yonah that I had touched upon before, that this is also Rabbeinu Yonah. After each davening or before each davening, we should look over Shar Sheni in the Rabbeinu Yonah, just two paragraphs. That's all that we need, the only injection we need in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the only shmuasin we have to hear, are just these two little paragraphs, Sif Yud Dalet, Shar Sheni Sif Yud Dalet, how the Rabbeinu Yonah speaks about the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. How he mentions a person has get a mishpat by a melech boser vodom, how a person sitters and how a person is in such trepidation. I was speaking to one of the Yakira Yerushalayim, the Rav considers him from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Nebuch, the man has terribly surim on a foot now. He may have to have an operation, Rachman Litzlan. So I called him on the phone for a certain chesed inyan. So he mentioned to me that he's having trouble with a foot and so on. He says, imagine last year, Rosh Hashanah, he says, I didn't daven as well as I should. If not, I wouldn't be having all these Yisurim now. So he mentioned he was telling his family at the table the other night that one of his grandchildren was caught by the police in a Hafganah for Shabbos. So he says that since the kid was caught, it's a few weeks already, so the whole family is a tumult and they're going to lawyers and they have to try to get him out of jail and to free him and they shouldn't press charges. He says, and what will already be, what's the worst thing that can be? They'll give him a fine. He'll sit in jail for a few weeks. I mean, what can they do already to him? And look how far tumult and far numen the whole mishpacha is. And here we come before a Yom HaDin. Business as usual, big sign in front of the building. Business as usual during remodeling. Everything goes on the same. Understand? Everything goes on. We come and we go with the telephoning and with the batola. Everything goes on the same. Because we're not scared. But we're not scared. Push it, we're not scared. Like the Bocher whose letter I read before. We're not scared. Business as usual. Rabbeinu Yonah says a person faces a mishpat of life and death before a melech. It's day and night with lawyers. Understand, it's not a Havganah. It's with lawyers and with teams of consultants and wondering what to do with witnesses and cross-examinations and so on. Because we're going to be mishpat for Misa. And as the Gemara says, that it's only a Misa that affects us in Olam HaZeh. It's not a mishpat before melech mocheh amlochim HaKadosh Baruch. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, a man who faces such a judgment, he says, no yashkiach nefateach uleshadei dat moso. He forgets about his field and he forgets about his orchards and he forgets about the business, understand? And he's just day and night, he has to get ready. He has to get ready for the Yom HaDin. So what should we say about the foolish people? The people going to work, business as usual. They leave the house in the morning, they come home at night. These words are mamash gevaltik machayef for us. You know, the Rabbeinu Yonah is not talking to us. He's not talking to you and me. He's talking to Balabati. He's talking to people who at least have an excuse not to learn and daven and do maisim toivim a whole day long, but they're working to support their families. He said they should take off. How can a person think of work and how can a person think of a job and customers and clients and buying and selling if he's going to be judged for life in another few days? But at least such people have an excuse. It's more than we have. When I read the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's like a double-edged sword. I mean, he speaks strong enough about people who go to work during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. What should we say? We mamish have nothing to do. except to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin. That chesed the Eibishter gave us. And if chas v'shalom, we are mevatel ourselves from that avodah. We look for nonsense and monkey business to keep us busy instead of business. Business is bad enough, but monkey business is 100 times worse. We mamish can't say anything. As I said before, this is Shar Sheni Perik Sif Yud Dalet. Anyway, these are the thoughts I wanted to share with you tonight. As I told you, I hadn't prepared a regular shmuas, but these thoughts ran through my mind as I figured that it's not right to pass by the opportunity to say a few words. So I wanted to share these thoughts with you, and Debrister should help us to use every moment, Bezer Hashem, optimally and wisely, that we should be zoka to a shnas chaim u'bracha.